All right, we're going to get started and make this happen. Chris, I've also turned on this mic. Is this one on for you now? I'm talking into it now. Yeah, good. Okay. So come and grab a seat. If you have a special spot, come on, move in. Join us here, okay? Come on into the center and let's talk, okay? Come on over, be friendly. Oh. Yeah, I don't like that one. I gave you a copy there. All right, friends.
Checkity check. Are we all here?
Is this you?
Come on in. Anybody in the foyer that wants to join us for a huddle? Maybe, yeah, that's a good idea. I see some doors closing. It's not a closed door thing, but yeah, thanks, Gabe. Can you close those?
Come on in. Make a friend. Sit by someone you haven't sat beside.
Morning.
Aaron, you need someone beside you.
Look,
yeah, there you go. Brian's being friendly. That's good.
Jason's sitting on this side. That's different.
Jason Hart.
He notices over there. I'm over there. And
yeah, you're
Richard's
part of
Richard's kind of in his spot.
Yeah,
there,
the usual. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Elders, I tell ya.
Yeah, Blankenborg.
Stuck in
here.
Ruts.
Yeah, well. Okay, here we go.
All right, it is 11:40, and at 12:10, boom, okay? Done, if not sooner maybe, but I make no promises about being done sooner. I apologize that I would love to have done this on a Sunday where I wasn't just concluding speaking, because maybe you're done with hearing my voice, but we'll do our best here.
It's a polite crowd.
Yeah. Thanks, Karen. John. All right, so there's three things we want to do here. I'll just introduce it. Yeah. Do you want to?
Sure. No, well, we obviously have not scripted this. This is an interview, which is similar to what we did, 6 months ago now? When you and Janet and Catherine and I sat up here and...
Yeah.
That was not that long ago. So
May?
Sorry? Mid-April? April, May? Yeah. Wow. A lot has happened since then. And you've been talking recently about, to us anyways... as deep roots. And, yeah, deep roots. What's that about?
Well, let's unpack the little agenda first. Let's do that.
I was not an agenda guy.
Yeah.
I kept people...
Let's tell you where we're going.
Okay.
I have a friend, pastors a great evangelical Anglican church in the heart of Austin, Texas. I've never been to Austin. I totally want to go. It sounds like the coolest city in the world. And he is a part of reviving a church. And they've been using this language, deep roots, new season. And if you Google deeprootsnewseason.org, you'll get a link to his church, so you don't need to do that. But honestly, ever since the idea of coming to Lambrick became real, that phrase started registering with me, that we are in a deep roots new season. And so today I want to talk about some of the deep roots, what we want to hold on to or are holding on to, some of the new season, what's new, being renewed, changing, and then so what? What does this mean for us?
Cool.
Yeah,
deep roots, new season,
yeah.
So what?
There you go.
So deep roots.
Deep roots.
What are we holding on to, Scott?
This is simple. I hope none of this is any, this should be all be like amens inside of you. But our core vision and mission is staying the same.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We might tweak our language, but the core will never change. We are seeking to be a church that knows, loves, and serves God with grace, authenticity, and hospitality in our church, neighborhood, and world. That is what we're about. We will always be about that. In the next season, we may reshape how we say that, because I'm a different person than the person that wrote that. But we want to be about that, building community, building redemptive community, where people experience God's embrace in community. A community that is seeking to intentionally make disciples. That's what this is about. So that ultimately we get caught up in God's everyday mission in the world. Community, discipleship, mission. That's what this is about. That's what it's always been about. That's what it's going to keep being about. Second, our evangelical anchors and mandate are must continue forward. We are a gospel church. The gospel is the same. Jesus is our life and center and source. Scripture is our guide and anchor. The mission of God compels us. These things must and will carry us forward. Amen. Third, we are an every member ministry church. That's been the DNA of this church, I don't know, since I was two or three here as a little kid, probably long before. That's part of being a church with brethren roots. It's a church that understands that we don't just have a priest who stands up front, but we are a community of priests, which means we all have the opportunity to walk with God, to know his voice, to be a part of his ministry. That's the DNA of our church. That must stay, because that's God's way. Pardon my rhyming. Fourth, we are in and for Gordon Head, Victoria, and the world. We are. And we need to grow in that. We have been in and for Gordon Head, Victoria, and the world for 50 years as of now. Our AGM this coming month, November 22nd, is our 50th. Our first was in 1966, November. And we have much to celebrate and much to lean into. But that carries us forward. Nice. That's the deep roots part.
I'm curious if there's any November 1966 babies here. Oh, we got one in the back. There we go. So, very cool.
All right.
I'm a little live, I think, Simon. There we go. I'll project better. Good. Every member ministry, that's a tricky one. Every member ministry church. I like that. Deep roots, but new seasons is the next part.
New season.
So what is new? What's being renewed? What are we going to change?
Well, I think the first thing to say is I'm new, right? And I mean that in the sense that I'm not Tom Cowan. I'm not James Preddy. I'm not Don Crawford. I'm not Bob Opperman. I'm not Randy Hine. You can list off a lot of people that I'm not, okay? I'm me. And so with that brings...
He's Scott.
But with that brings, some new emphasis, some new language, some renewed priorities, some things that I'm not good at and gifted at, other things I care so much about, don't even try to stop me, sort of. But that's one thing that's new. The second I'd say is the focus, something that's new or being renewed or changing. And this isn't necessarily, I want us to acknowledge we've been in a season of, some people call it transition. I think Simon pretty wisely at one point called out a season of transformation. During a season like that, there is understandably a lot of talk about the person up front, that they are the key to our success. And there's some understandable reality to that, that the person up front dramatically shapes the journey. But as we step into this season, I want our focus to be more and more on us. This is not about primarily about my fruitfulness and faithfulness. This is about ours. We are Lambrick. We are in this together. And that is so real, right? Because someone can step into Sunday morning, and it could be the Sunday that Simon just rocks it. And it could be the Sunday that Scott rocks it. Let's pray for that. But unless, when that sermon is done, they step out of the professional ministry to experiencing Christ in a community, then none of it matters. Because this is about us. And I'm a part of that with you, and you're a part of that with me. And that's what I want our focus to be. So the focus, shifting, pulling back to hopefully what it's been. The third, the way we're doing and being church is shifting a bit. I want it to shift a bit. to move to what I would call a more centralized vision and a more decentralized mission and ministry. And what I mean by that is churches can and often are viewed as, we would never say this, but as parasites in the life of a community, in the sense of drawing all of your energy as passionate people who have much to contribute away from the world into this building. Because we have so many events, so many activities, so many programs, so many things we're putting on. And we can end up having our lives so filled with church stuff that leaves us no room left for life and for just knowing our neighbors. And I don't want us to be that church. I don't want to be that kind of pastor where your life with God is measured by showing up a ton at church stuff. And what that means then is for us as pastors and leaders is for us to intentionally invest ourselves in shepherding the community and shepherding a vision for life with God in the world and for the world. And only investing in championing ministries that actually explicitly pursue that. We don't need to have a coffee shop here unless that helps us build redemptive community and make disciples for God's mission in the world. We don't need to be a church that has a men's car building club. Jerry, I don't know if you've been dreaming about that, but
John's drooling over there.
If there's one happening in the world, in your neighborhood, go be in it. But we should not just be another social calendar filler so that we cannot be God's people in the world. Which means that as leaders, we need to invest ourselves in the right things and championing opportunities to build redemptive community, intentional discipleship, and God's mission in the world. And nothing else. And then in that, in the room that that creates, you are hopefully invited to catch wind of where God is calling you. And we, as a church and as a community, can cheer you on. And maybe others will join in with you. I have a friend in Portland, Oregon, who was a part of this church. She was a college student, and this church, her church, had just gave this vision of, let's be God's people in the city. Let's be God's, God loves the city. Let's be God's people in the city. And she had this route that she ran every day after college when she got back home. And time and again, slowly as she prayed about her life with God, about her city, she noticed this one apartment building and how it was beaten down and how the women standing in front of it themselves were beaten down. And as she kept running that route, she felt God saying, I think it's time to lean into this apartment building and these beaten down women. And she took some courage and showed up one day and noticed some of these moms had young kids and said, hey, could I come and offer to care for your kids for an afternoon or an evening? And they pushed her away and said, who the heck are you? And she said, I'm just Heather, but I'll be here next week again. And I'll be here the next week again. And that church, as a community, a huddle of people ended up adopting this complex and being God's people for the sake of that complex. The church did not launch a ministry to low-income housing for single moms. The church, the people, caught a vision for their neighborhood and joined in. And others became a part of it. Others became a part of it. Others became a part of it. And they had space to because they didn't have 15 weekly potlucks at the church. Not that we don't at times need potlucks, let it be said. But really, if I could sum it up, it's less church events, more intentional following Jesus in community for the sake of the world. And us being a church that tries to fuel and shepherd that so we can be God's people in the world. That's the third. Fourth of the new season. Yeah. I just want to talk briefly about the pastoral staff team. We have been a church that at a certain moment, some of you would know it and were here, we were a big booming beast of a church in a great sense. But with that brought a lot of staff, a lot of paid people. And right now, we are not a big booming beast of a church. We have like 240 of us on a Sunday, which might mean we have, I don't know, 400.
And we are Lambert.
Yeah, amen, Chris. But we have about 240 adults, and we have three full-time pastors. Myself, Glenn, and Simon. Jen is a, 0.6 children's director. We have a part-time bookkeeper and office support. And yet we do have lots going on, because a lot of things kept going. Some things stopped, some things disappeared, some things kept going. Which is to say, we don't have a big staff to make everything happen, and we need to understand that as we're in this season. We don't have a big staff like we used to or like we think we used to, which means if our pastors are to be pastors, then they can't. And I don't say this about myself, though it does apply, but Glenn can't be spending his week just answering doors or setting up chairs for events. I want Glenn to be a pastor to our youth and be discipling and mentoring leaders for our youth ministry. Which points us back to, we are Lambrick. With that as well, we don't have a big booming financial bounty. We are a church that is getting healthy. We're in a healthy, financial, stabilizing place after some tough and depleting times. But with that, let it also be said, I am not aiming, as we grow in healthy ways, which I trust we will, to just hire, hire, hire staff. Because the more we do that, the more that you, us, we are likely to feel that our gifts and heart and contribution are actually needed. Well, there's someone that's paid to do that. And it's not because I want to suck more out of you. It's because we lose something deeply when the body stops being a body. And we just say, well, that's what Simon's job is. Because God has so much more to give than just the three of us. Does that help? Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me. How many paid professional Christians do we really need anyways? So we have Deep Roots.
Deep Roots.
New season. We are Lambrick. I can see the t-shirt.
Yeah, totally.
It's like, who's got that mission? That people drive programs. And we are now, I guess it's like, great. So what?
So what? So what? So what? Okay.
What are we
We're doing like really good on time. Let it be said.
Yeah, but there might be questions for like 2 minutes.
Only two people are asleep.
Yeah.
I won't name names. Okay. So what? One would be, it's time to renew the center. I hope you feel that is happening. My desire as I step into Lambrick is to reaffirm the center. And we're doing that around Jesus, following Jesus, the gospel, the story of God, scripture, being a community, not just individual isolated faith, and being that for the world. I want us to be very explicit about that. I want anyone that steps into us for 2 or 3 weeks to know that we are a church that is all about the person and life of Jesus.
Amen.
That we are a church that is all about the gospel. That scripture is our anchor. That this is about a community for the sake of the world. I just want that to be so explicit. Second, it's time for us to be honest about the fact that we are a work in progress. If there's a new energy in Lambrick, a renewed energy, a ton of encouragement. I know there's probably frustration and stuff too, but I hear from you a lot of like, oh, this is so good. We're so thankful you're here and everything. Things are going good. But that said, there's a long journey that led us to where we are, which means there's a long journey ahead. And so there's lots of things that still need to be renewed and rethought and relaunched. And that is okay. I'm okay with that. And I hope you will be as well. I hope you won't beat up one another and us because we don't have all the ducks or all the balls up in the air. Because honestly, some of those balls shouldn't be up in the air and never again. And other ones need to be just flying. So that's the second. For us just to be honest about the fact that we're in a season of, we're a work in progress. Third, it's a time to re-envision and simplify our ministry investment. You've heard me say it lots. But I just, like, I really want us to lean deeply into building redemptive community, catalyzing intentional discipleship, and cultivating everyday mission. That's what this needs to be about. I feel it, and you need to know it. Like, this morning, I can think of friends of mine that have walked in the last season who are going through difficult seasons in their life. They don't know Lambrick. They showed up with us. They've experienced God here. But then they've gone home by themselves, and no one's noticed. And that's just real. That's a part of the journey we're in. But that's the stuff we got to wrestle into and through, right? To be the church we want to be is so much more than just somebody else, others, leaders up front kicking things. It's us leaning over and grabbing. And I dream of a day when we have built a culture and maybe simplified down to a place where there's all across Victoria, we are gathered in huddles of God's people. And I mean, I love your guys' example, your guys' small group doing the welcome home and them just saying, hey, if you don't have any place to go this Sunday after church, like come join us. I just want to see us about that. And I'm not against programs. Please don't hear that. But programs need to be about disciples. Programs are just environments for disciples to make disciples. And sometimes we're going to do that. But we shouldn't just wait till we've got a program for it. We can't just wait till we have Alpha to be gathering people around tables and sharing the gospel and encouraging people. This is what we need to be about. So I want us to simple and pare down and focus on that, which is going to take some work. That's the third. Renew the center. Be honest about work in progress. Re-envision, simplify our ministry. We're good. Yeah.
Fourth, at the same time.
It's a time for you to lean in and contribute. And I know as I say that, the fact that some of you are sitting in this room, you already are doing so much. But this is all hands on deck season. And I hope it'll always be an all hands on deck church. There are things here and there. Someone says, hey, what about mentality? Hey, Scott, when are you going to start up mentality? Hey, Don, when are you going to start up mentality? I can't. And you know that, right? There's too much going on. Don, my goodness, that guy's got so much going on. In the right way, in the right things. But if some of you have a passion to say, hey, I want to be a part of helping create a forum again for men who don't know each other, who are attending this church to once in a while get together over a meal and build some relationships and be drawn towards Christ, I'll be on that team. And if some of you want to step up and do that, I'd love to cheer you on. But if you're waiting for me to do it, I can't. I'm trying to work with these guys, with the elders, and walk with the staff and pastor people. And I want ministries to, if people have a passion for it and want to invest in it and champion it, I want to cheer you on. And if no one cares to make it happen, then no matter how much we talk about it, the passion's not there and it's not going to happen right now. And that's okay. It's okay for something not to happen, especially if we don't have the heart and passion to actually do it. Adolf, are you in the room? Adolf last Sunday grabbed me and said, hey, we've been talking enough about mentality. I'm in. I'm glad to pull some men together and make this happen because I care about it and want to see it happen. So, yay, Adolf. But let me just touch on that about the contribute piece. It's not just about leading ministries. A lady in my last church, sweet, awesome servant of God, who would always say, it's not about the big stuff, it's about the littles. It's about the littles. It's about that moment at the break when we say, hey, go meet someone, of intentionally looking around and going, oh, there's someone sitting by themselves, I'll go say hello to them. It's the little things that accumulate into a beautiful church. So for some of you, it might not be leading something. That doesn't matter at all. It's about being something in community. Fifth, it's a time to call new elders. We're clearing you out, guys. Just kidding. There's no one. Come back. Chris, Pete Provin. Oh, my gosh. I just went blank. Richard. That's horrible.
Larkin.
No. I'm happy I remembered your name. I was just like totally blank for a second. Richard and Don have been carrying us through this last season. Jason Hart, there's many others who've been serving this last season. Many of you in this room that have served over the years and contributed so well and loved our church through beautiful times, through hard times. And we need to invite again in more to our eldership as we move forward, to walk with me, to walk with us. And so we are, Don has a stack with him today, but we're just starting to go public with wanting to start a process. And we want to ask you to take this very seriously with us and pray for Lambrick and pray for the kind of leaders that we need. We ask you to read through this and look around you and say, God, who are the shepherds among us? Who are the elders among us? This is not about finding two or three people who would be willing to be godly leaders. This is about affirming those in whom we see God at work, who care deeply about our church and will contribute to its life as leaders, as elders. So the dates we're still figuring out, because we want to make sure we do the process well, have a nomination committee, have the elders in the process, and a prayerful, not rushed process. So you can ask Don if you want to grab one of these, and next week we'll have more information out. And
on that, normally it's at the AGM, right? But we've made a decision.
Normally, yeah.
Normally. This year.
I don't know what normally means. Really,
yeah, what does normal mean? But we're not going to hit that date.
Yeah, no.
So don't get worried about that. That's the process. We wanted to make sure we're communicating clearly. And so we're not going to be forced by, everything needs to be in line by the AGM. So yeah. I'm sure Don will have more for that later.
That's the fifth. Sixth, there's eight, just so you know. And the eighth one is like a launch point, right? So
6 minutes.
Six. It's time to care for our building and our property and steward our resources. We have a great space that our church has built, paid for, developed over the years. And some of it, if you look at the floor underneath you, you will see stains from so long ago. And there are some real issues here. Glenn, on Thursday nights, Wednesday nights, has youth. We have the greatest youth room downstairs, and they spill out these stairs, and the whole back of the property is pitch black because only one of eight lights works. And it's not just a matter of someone, one of the staff next week going out with light bulbs. They're like 25 feet up in the air, and it's actually probably a dead fixture. It's not even just a light bulb. And there's things like that that we just need to deal with, and we need to be good stewards of what we have. We need to replace the thing that, the projector that died a few weeks ago, and just to take care of our house, our space, and the resources that we have.
Some interesting little quirks in that soundboard, too. I was playing with this.
Oh, yeah.
So, oops.
So with that, there's two pieces. One is, I'd love to see, I'm going to steal an idea from another great church in town, Emmanuel, just on the other side of the university. They have a team of retired guys who get together, who are all handy and want to get together. And once a week, they get together for like an hour and a half on like a Tuesday morning, and they drink coffee, and then they go around the building and they fix that toilet that should have been fixed 2 weeks ago. And they just do handy things around the place. And I love it.
And I know lots of women that could dance.
Yeah. So I was saying, Emmanuel is just men. Here, maybe we've got some handy ladies too. But I'm thinking like a many hands team, like many hands made light work. I'd love to see a many hands team. Some of you have got some skills that would want to rally together and contribute to some of the low hanging fruit that needs to be dealt with in the life of our church, of our building. And then with that, we probably are needing to employ a very part-time person to come a couple days a month and just deal with some of the bigger needs that can't be done by the many hands team.
Because even a few months ago as an elders team, the staff team does a great job reporting to us, and they were saying things like these light fixtures and whatever else. So as an elder board, we said, yes, we look at the budget, we have a little, let's get somebody to do that. That's actually easier said than done. Partially when we're in a time of transformation and transition, and we need somebody to, we actually can hire somebody to do some of that stuff, but we also need that team regular. Is it weekly? Is it a couple weeks? Whatever.
4 days a week, I'm picturing. Just kidding.
Three and a half.
Just like 6 hours, 4 days a week of volunteering.
Things like, how many times have you walked in those back steps and that step goes clunk and you're like, I could fix that. And then I go into church and I sit down and worship and I go home. So just, we want to be, again, it comes back to the We Are Lambert thing, I think. And it's just doing that.
Yeah, there's a toilet over there that needs addressing that I could totally fix. But I think you would rather have me spend time preparing my message than fixing a toilet. I don't think that's what my calling or your money is worth.
And
amen.
The upside down kingdom of Christ servant leadership thing, but we actually don't want you to go around and fix our toilets.
Yeah.
Well, we need to do that.
Yeah. I like fixing toilets, so I'd be glad to. But
good to know. I want to come over after dinner.
No. Okay, seventh, coming to the end here. It is time to grow our team while keeping it lean. The reality of our church is we do have a fair amount that goes on, and we own a facility, and we have great pastoral team. And there is an administrative gap in the middle of the team that actually makes a ton of crazy making work for the people we have, and also unfruitfulness for things that are coming into us. And maybe some of you who are trying to be a part of initiating a project or supporting a ministry, and there's no one there standing in the middle helping connect the dots or giving an answer or whatever. And so we are needing to, in the next bit, bring in a more administrative director, while still keeping our team lean, but hiring for a real need there, for the fruitfulness of the team. So that's a process that we're in process about.
You ever been at work and you're working on something intensely and your email goes bing, and then you look away and you totally get distracted.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. Yeah, that's my life. Then you get back to it and then bing, and you never get that important thing done. That's what will hopefully be dealt with. This. The interruptions, and it's unbelievable. Good interruptions.
Yeah, it's true. Totally. So lastly, number 8, last page, and then it's done. As always, it's time to pray. Everything that we do, no matter how much we could figure out the pieces and all that, this is about God's life among us. And that is a gift of grace. And so I'd love for us to pray right now and to go forward praying. Chris, do you want to pray or should I?
Sure.
Do it.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, our Father who art in heaven, and we recognize the honor it is to get together and huddle and to be with you and to serve you and to try to figure out what that means in so many different ways. And thank you for sending your Son and your Spirit to dwell with us, to help guide us, and to save us. I pray, Lord, you take these deep roots and these, that we'd be able to hang on to them as we look at this new season of deliberate ministry. So, Lord, I pray you take these words and allow us to process what it means, that we'd each be able to step up in our own way. Maybe it's that person beside us, the neighbor, whatever it is. But speak to us, I pray, this week, Lord, so that as a body we can continue to serve you, but even in more amazing ways. It's in your precious Son's name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Last word. We shaped today just because it was last minute and let's do 30 minutes. I didn't want to hijack your day. But the one other piece is we want to be a listening leadership. If there are things in the life of our church moving forward that you care about, I hope there are many. We invite you to be talking to us as pastors, as elders. If there's things that I've shared today that you want to come back to, come and talk to Richard, to Don, to Chris, to Pete Provin, to myself, to the pastors. We want to be in conversation with you. We want to be listening together. That's it. On time. Boom! Thank you.